Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us on the line to discuss countering COVID-19 stigma, discrimination and misinformation is the director of the United Nations Information Center in Pretoria, and that's Masimba Tafirenyika. So a very good morning to you, and thanks for taking the time to speak to us this morning. It's so interesting because when I chat to my friends and I do some recordings and interviews around COVID-19, it's so clear to me that there's the stigma attached to people who are suffering from the virus. And I do not understand it at all. Is this a South African thing? Maybe because of our history of AIDS and TB. Is it a global problem? You're the director of the United Nations Information Center here in Pretoria. What are your findings?
Thank you very much, Howard. Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners. Stigma, which is often caused by misinformation, whether it's during this COVID-19 or it's during the days or even now of HIV, is often caused by misinformation. And COVID misinformation, why is it important? It's important because it kills people. Misinformation, which often generates stigma, causes hate speech. It causes discrimination. Mm. It causes xenophobia. It's not restricted to South Africa. It's a global phenomenon. You may be interested to know, Howard, that a new study that was done by the American Journal of Tropical Medicine confirms this. They had a team of international researchers of infectious diseases, and this team reviewed all social media and news websites to monitor how COVID-19 misinformation was circulating on online platforms. You will be surprised to hear what they found. They identified over 2,300 reports of COVID-19 related rumors, stigma, and conspiracy theories. And this information or disinformation was communicated in 25 languages from 87 different countries. And the most horrifying aspect of this is that this type of misinformation has led to more than 800 deaths and to the hospitalization of 5,876 people, according to this new study.
So it has an absolutely tangible impact on the number of deaths.
Absolutely. Even here in South Africa, for instance, we have had or seen incidents of suicides or attempted suicides from people who have contracted COVID-19 after they've been stigmatized or discriminated against by their friends, by their relatives, or even colleagues at work. We all have seen a popular myth that has circulated around the world and even here in South Africa, saying that if you consume highly concentrated alcohol, it will disinfect you, it will disinfect your body, and kill the virus. Mm-hmm. This is all wrong. This is all misinformation and disinformation, which is designed to cause harm to people. Drinking sanitizers is very dangerous to one's health and can even put your life at risk.
Why do you think these things, the false information starts? Is it out of fear, or is it a deliberate attempt to do harm? Is it ignorance or harm, or evil or negative intent, in your view?
There are two aspects to it. One is it's benign. It's sent to friends and relatives. You get it from people you know, you trust, and you get the feeling that it will help your families. That's one aspect of it. So it's done innocently, but it's often misleading. The other aspect of it is done by people with evil intent, people who want to cause harm to others. And this is what we call disinformation. Misinformation is when somebody thinks it's accurate, but it's not, and it gets circulated. But disinformation is one that's deliberately, and there are a lot of people who are deliberately creating information just to harm other people.
And there's also a lot of agenda-driven information that people are releasing. So, for example, if you believe that, I don't know, that everything should have opened up immediately, nothing should have been shut down, people shouldn't be, you know, that governments are using masks to control the population. You know, we see this type of thing circulating all the time. Often news or misinformation or disinformation, as you've called it, will be used to back up some of the untrue facts in order to further an agenda.
That's true, Howard, to a certain extent. COVID-19 is the worst virus that we have experienced this century. And it has also created a communication crisis among people. And this, but to counter it, government is, with good intentions, set up lockdowns throughout the world, not just here in South Africa, although sure. In South Africa it was one of the strongest, strictest lockdown. And this was done with good intentions, but people have taken advantage of these lockdowns to spread disinformation, to spread misinformation that governments are out to control us. But the intent, the genuine intent of most governments is to control the spread of the virus. And we have seen instances where it has worked. And we have seen instances where it has been violated. It has led to the spread of the disease. So you have people who have evil intentions who say governments are out to control people, but that's not the intention, Howard.
No, of course not. How is the United Nations and what are you doing to try and fight the misinformation or disinformation as well as to create an environment where people are stigmatized less?
That's a good question, Howard. What is our role? Our role is to provide a global voice of guidance and to direct people. The question then becomes, how do we do it? We have to push back against misinformation, disinformation. UN communicators have been working around the world, around the clock, promoting guidance, particularly guidance from the World Health Organization and also from the Secretary General's pronouncements. And we are seeing a lot of people now turning to our platforms on social media for feeds and for facts in unprecedented numbers. And one of the reasons why misinformation, which creates stigma, is spreading is the way people are sharing it. But we have teamed up with partners in what we call the verified campaign. We are asking people to pause and verify before you share any information. And so the slogan we are using is take care before you share. So we hope that take care before you share will start to be a social norm that people will have in the back of their minds before they share any information with others. And we have also reached out to member states, including media partners here in South Africa, celebrity supporters and messengers of peace, as well as even the business sector and social media platform to help us to disseminate this information to millions of people around the world who we intend to reach. So we are telling people that before you send anything, please pause and verify the source of information. We have created a website specifically for verified, science-based, accurate information that we want people to know. And this information, one can get it on a verified website.
Before I let you go, just I'm fascinated to, in your understanding, to hear if there's a different approach or a different experience in terms of South Africa and around the world? Do we have, and I was wondering, because of our high incidence of HIV and TB in the country, have we behaved differently in terms of COVID-19 to other parts of the world?
I would like to think that because of HIV, and South Africa is one of the most affected countries, we have learned some lessons, because stigma did not start with COVID-19. We saw it with HIV. We have seen it with other diseases. But the thing about South Africa is that it's one of the most connected countries in Africa, if not in the world.
Yeah, okay,
so information tends to spread quite easily and fast. And even if you have one tweet or one video clip that misleads people, you find that in a few days' time, everybody would have seen it. So that's why it tends to spread much more here in South Africa than in other African countries.
Very, very interesting indeed. Director of the United Nations Information Center in Pretoria, Masimba Tafirenyika, thank you for taking the time to speak to us and keep up the great work.